Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. He's our guest, our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 10 years. In fact, later this year, 11-year anniversary for our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. He's our micropreneur expert and also expert in so many other areas, especially small business technology, too. He's the author of a number of books, including Safe at Home, Home Office Know-How, and Teleworking and Telecommuting. He is the Chief Home Officer. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you here, Jeff. What's on your mind today? What have you been working on lately?
Well, hold on. I'm gonna text you my message. how? Letter R.
Oh,
letter
my.
U. Question mark.
Oh no. You know, I text a little bit, but I don't text a lot. And the people that I run around, that I hang out with, we text some, but we, you know, maybe a few, just a very few a week.
Right,
but not that many. But I do find myself texting a little bit more than I used to, and it's pretty handy in a lot of ways, isn't it? I mean, it's if you need to really get somebody back and forth, it's a little handier than email in some cases, isn't it?
Well, yes, it can be. You know, as your phone, like I have a BlackBerry, and the phone will say, you know, if I want to contact somebody, when I call up their phone number, it'll say, call this person, or SMS, short message service,
right,
this person.
Right.
And SMS, short message service, exactly what text is.
Yes.
And I don't text with a lot of business compatriots out there. It's more for family and friends.
Right.
And you can be loose there, but we get this transition, this morphing of text language from the from what's personal to the business world. And you know what? I shouldn't be texting family the way I text, or I shouldn't be texting friend, business associates the way I text family. And
right.
I think that's where we sort of
And you shouldn't be emailing business associates with the same vernacular that you use in texting.
You know,
but I have a question to ask you though, Jeff. You've got a teenage daughter.
Absolutely.
Does she have an untexted thought?
What do you mean?
You know how teenage girls are with their texting and everything.
Everything comes across.
Does she have an untexted thought? I mean, I know she's a great gal, but I mean, she's a teenage girl.
Right.
In the 21st century. So that's my question. So answer it now.
Well, it all flows. You know, it all flows out there.
I mean, do you see her spending a lot of time texting?
Not a lot.
Good for you. Well, you've been able to break that cycle.
Well, yeah, and what's most frustrating is pick up the phone.
Yeah.
You know, especially, you know, well, sometimes she'll text me from school. And she's a senior, so she gets and takes certain liberties,
right,
and the teachers sort of understand it. When my sixth grader texts me from school, then I wonder what's going on.
Right.
But I think that the real issue is that, yeah, I mean, we as adults and business owners, we have to watch getting sort of drawn into the vortex of the teenage text and communication.
Well, see, that's the reason I'm bringing this up,
yep,
Jeff, because Terry Neese was on my show earlier this week, and she said, we were talking about this, and she said, I was in a restaurant the other day, like a diner kind of thing,
uh-huh,
and there were four little four teenage girls at a booth by themselves, and they all four had their heads down in their phone texting.
Right.
Now, she didn't know if they were texting each other,
right,
or other people, but they were. There was no. She said, I watched them, and there was no conversation,
right,
among the four. So this brings us back now to how we started, Jeff.
Right.
What's going to be the communication standards in 10 or 20 years?
Texting is the new telepathy. Maybe that's what
I guess
we
so. Maybe that's where it's going. But do you get email sometimes that looks like the person forgot that they're not texting?
I get occasionally. I get sloppy email. I get email that
no punctuation.
No caps, no punctuation, abbreviations where words would be. And I've given seminars on professional and business communications, saying that abbreviations are not communications,
right,
and R is not A-R-E or O-U-R, okay? The letter two is not T-O-O and T-O. It may be T-W-O, but still it's the inappropriate usage, whether you're talking about AP style for journalists or just general acumen in the way you're writing your communications and
right.
letters and the like.
By
and
the
I,
way, I've never sent anybody these three letters, L-O-L.
L-O-L.
Yeah.
Or, I was going to use another.
I actually letter. Know what it means, but I've never
right.
done that.
Have you ever used an emoticon with a little semicolon dash?
Not to somebody I didn't love.
Absolutely. You know what? And I think that's where we draw the line, you know, because part of it is you have certain clients, you have a really good relationship, you can get away with stuff like that.
Yeah, now there are some, and good for you if you get to that level.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then, because, you know, part of it is, and I'm a writer, and I write everything under the sun. I'm no longer a writer. I'm a communicator for my clients. I help them
right.
communicate and get their message
You're
out.
A connection artist.
I'm a connection. Hey, I like that.
You can take that. You can
my
use
next
that.
Business card.
Don't forget my commission.
Absolutely. But you know, in being so, I think that it helps to get voice in what you write, okay? And I'm working with a client on that right now, where I'm helping them get their voice into their messaging that they put out there while still being professional. You know, people, when I write them and I inject a little humor while still staying the course, I think that's important in the way we are. Now, if you're not a humorist, and I'm say a humorist, but if you're not lighthearted by nature, for
mm-hmm.
you to throw in a little, you know, lightheartedness into your message might seem inappropriate or uncharacteristic.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. Sometimes people worry that their message, that they're trying to be a little edgy or a little humorous in an email with a customer, and so they'll stick an emoticon in there. In my opinion, if you need an emoticon to convey your true thought in an email, unless you're having some fun, you know, and everybody
right.
knows you're having fun, then you've written the wrong email.
Right. Right.
What do you think, Jeff?
Backtrack and get it back on message. You know, exactly.
Yeah, but you probably also have written some. If it needs an emoticon to get you out of trouble, then you need to go take it out.
Right.
Or say it a different way.
Exactly, and I think that it's all that depends on the level of the relationship that you have with that individual, and your ability to sort of take liberties, because you're never going to get me to say you can never use an emoticon,
right.
You can never use LOL or any of these other acronyms that we may use that are whether on target or off color or whatever,
right.
Depending on the recipient.
And there are, I have customers that we talk business, serious, straight up business. And then 5 minutes later we're talking silly stuff because we got that kind of relationship, but we know how to separate those two. Stand by, Jeff. We're gonna take a quick break. Jeffrey Zabar is the resident micropreneur genius on the Small Business Advocate Show. He and I will be right back 20 after.
Dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone. Don't let your troubles make me cry.
Little Atlanta Rhythm section, ARS, from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back, 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. You can find my newsletter there. You can subscribe to that. I hope you will. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. It's new. We continue to improve it. It's getting better and better all the time. I think you'll like it. And if you don't like it, you can unsubscribe. It's easy. You can do it yourself. You don't have to go through us. And lots of other things at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including a pretty darn handy and pretty darn smart and spiffy body of work that Jeffrey Zabar has deposited with us
yep.
over the years. And it's,
yeah. I had to throw that in there. See, we have a relationship that I can do that with. Me, you, and our audience
yeah.
have that kind of relationship.
Well, you know, they expect nothing less than our silliness,
and nothing
right?
more sometimes.
That's exactly right. And they get nothing more. And, of course, they get their money's worth, too, Jeff.
Don't say they get what they
We always
for.
Give them their money's worth, that's for sure. I heard somebody the other day said, why didn't you take that job? He said, and the guy said, because he wanted to pay me what I was worth, and I won't work for that. Hey, Jeff, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com. And if they want to get me on Facebook, it's Chief Home Officer is my fan page. And then, of course, at LinkedIn, it's at Chief Home Office. Not LinkedIn, Twitter.
Twitter.
At Chief Home Office.
And
I'm LinkedIn
Jim,
as well.
And I'm Jim Blassingame on Twitter. So you have fans?
I have. Well, does mom count?
There's mom counts. Mom counts.
I twisted my wife's arm to get her to...
But not your daughters, not your children, though, right? They're not your fans. They would never be your
fans.
They
wouldn't know, and they would just think I'm some sort of, you know, crazy guy.
Right, exactly. So, speaking of all... Folks, we're talking about business communication and how it's being... You know, when I was coming up, Jeff, and you're old enough to remember this, there was no conversation. The only conversation about business communication was how to write a better letter.
Right? There have been books written on better letters.
Yeah, and I know, folks, I know many of you young guys think, well, you know, okay, dinosaurs, okay, troglodytes, but still, Jeff, we've got all this wonderful technology, and there's a responsibility. With all of this capability comes responsibility to manage the channels, the various telecom channels, in the right way, to understand the protocols, the standards, the behaviors of each one of them, when to use the right one. I mean, listen, Jeff, I have customers that are the younger generations, and they communicate on Twitter. I communicate with him, with some of these guys on Twitter, to email, phone, face to face, and I know I try to pay attention when to do which one and how to behave on in each one of those settings.
Right, and I think that's important that you know, and even if it takes, you'll mentally get the note, but sometimes even if it takes putting a note in your sort of client directory with each of these people, okay, don't text Jim. I tell my family, you want to get me, you know, texting isn't always the best way, because if I don't hear the alert that it tells me it's a text, then I might not go back and look for it. Call me is better, or email me, because I'm always checking for email and the like. Each person is different, and each generation is different. And you know what? If you don't know, ask. And if you don't ask, don't take liberties. Treat them as if an email is the best way to go, or whatever the case may be.
Do you have people who will text or email someone needing to get an urgent answer, and if they don't get hear back from them, they just kind of let it go? They don't follow up and make a phone call. See, that's something I have to talk to my employees, some of my younger employees, about.
Right.
If you send somebody an email, if I say get in touch with this person, you send them an email, and they don't get back with you, pick up the phone.
Here's the deal. I had a client I'm working on a big project with, and we're waiting for his client. I'm subbing to him. I'm waiting for his client to give the thumbs up. Sent an email last Friday, didn't hear back. Replied with the email again, you know, resent the email on Tuesday, didn't hear back. Okay, something's up. He's either replying and scrolling my spam filter, I'm not catching it. I called him on Thursday. I said, what's up? Because, well, you know, had a passing in the family, one of my employees got sick, blah, blah, blah. If I hadn't called, I would think he doesn't love me, I'm not getting the message, he dumped me. You know what? Pick up the phone. And he's like, thank you for calling me. I've been so busy. You're on my list to call. You know what? Just pick up the phone, people. Make that outreach, because not everyone texts, emails. I tell people, for example, don't Facebook message me, even if it's a business correspondence.
That's the worst. Don't leave me a message on Facebook.
I'm not going to respond to it because I don't get to it. It's not out of hatred or animosity. I don't use Facebook messaging.
And that's the other thing. This is one of the challenges, Jeff. Some people, that's the only place they communicate.
Right.
Some people only text. Some people only email. I mean, that's one of the issues, Jeff, we've got right now. Until somebody comes up with one central receptacle that pulls all that in there, some RSS for everything.
Right.
Maybe it's out there and I don't know about it, but I mean this is something that we have, you know, we're gonna have to realize is
the concept of unified messaging, and you know what, it ain't there yet. So don't assume we have unified messaging yet until it's there.
So congratulations on all this technology, all this capability we have, folks.
Right.
But remember, in business, you've got a responsibility to know how to communicate the right way. And the one last thing, I'll echo what you said, Jeff. Folks, pick every once in a while, even if you don't have to call them, pick up the phone and call people.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Give us the website one more time.
Give my phone number. No. www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks, Jeff, for being here. See you next time.
It's always great. Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. 29 after. Here's the little band from Texas. Take us out.
I've been in love 10,000 times. All you gotta do is remember my line.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.